Ladies and gentlemen, I have a question. Are you satisfied with your current school situation? Or are you okay with the definition of education that you see in your community? If your answer is not a solid yes to either of those last two questions, then you've tuned in to the right podcast. My name is Joe Colossi, and I am your traveling principal. And I'd like to find out what is working that is different in education today and share that out with the rest of the world to learn from, steal and adapt, but make true reform and improvements to what school is today. My goal is to travel around the world, all over the place, and find out exactly what issues schools are faced with and what solutions that they have incorporated into their equation that they have found successes with. And if they haven't, try to connect the world of education together so we can find that success together for them. So most times this means breaking the mold. Most times this means not just thinking outside of the box, but breaking the box down and throwing it out entirely because nothing resembles tradition or has walls anymore. Let's face it. Here's an example so you have an idea as to where I'm going with all of this. Embrace AI in your schools instead of banning it, New York City. Teach skills on how to learn instead of content or what to learn. For example, if your math scores are not great at your site, go back to teaching the fundamentals of learning before you continue to hammer more content down the throats of your learners that aren't learning in the first place. Those two comments really make people cringe in education today. Embracing AI and teaching how to learn instead of what to learn. Why? Because that is radically different, man. It's the opposite of what we always knew. The response I got when I told a room full of educators not long ago to stop teaching content and teach skills on how to learn, they responded with, "What about the state tests? How do we prepare students for that when they're not teaching the materials or the content?" This is a valid question, one that has been ingrained into our minds as necessary because of the stronghold that universal assessments created by education publication companies have over validating our successes. Case in point, if you have high math scores on your state test, you are considered, quote unquote, a good school. This was always that way. But my response to those educators who ask, what are we going to do about the state tests, is very simple. If kids knew how to learn, your content is irrelevant. They will learn anything no matter what it is. Instead, we hammer them with content that is necessary to have been covered because it's on some test to validate our efforts as a teacher. But the students as a whole are still not learning it. I mean, look at our statewide math results and tell me, are we finding successes in math? Now, I'm not trying to bash math. I'm just using math, the subject, as an example. Why is the common question that I hear, I just don't know what to do with math anymore. Kids just can't do it. And this is correct. They can't. They haven't mastered learning yet. We forgot to teach those skills to kids. Maybe it's because of the pandemic. Maybe it's because we never did. But we keep giving them content as if we have. What do I mean about mastering learning? Well, how about looking at transversal competencies, 21st century skills, executive functions of learning. This is the foundation to learn anything. How to study, how to organize, how to record information, how to reference then back, how to take criticism, how to collaborate, how to present, I mean, heck, how to communicate. Those skills are what enables a learner to learn. Not repetition, not computers, not even technology alone can enable those skills. We learned that during the pandemic as we gave every single kid some sort of Chromebook or laptop. And look where we are now. These skills must be reinforced through introduction, connecting the real world to what it is that they're learning, and therefore deeming the content as relevant for students. Otherwise, no purpose to learn, no connection there is created and therefore present. The purpose is back to the teacher achieving a high average total of passing percentages. So let's begin, because I don't want this podcast to seem like we're bashing teachers and we're bashing everything. I'm going to go out there and try to find solutions. And so my first way that I did that was I recently went to a conference called Mindset in Georgia. So it was in the US, it was in Georgia, it was on the Atlantic, it was really pretty. The focus was on empowerment, and the goal was to inspire, educate almost 300 different levels of educators on current trends in education, but mostly with a focus on special education. Since I rarely see that in the US, I had to go. I also went because the Mindset team has broken the mold of traditional de-escalation techniques and has a system of strategies that find successes in students because of their approach. At a time in education where incidents are through the roof in schools, this team, they are addressing it. What I noticed was that no one was really selling anything. There was no exhibit hall, not much swag being given out. And when I went into sessions to learn about the topics that I was aligned with, that I was interested in, which is why I went, I didn't get a sales pitch. I didn't feel as though I needed to buy anything to learn anything. And that was a cool conference. I went into a session on working with extreme circumstances and how to de-escalate them peacefully. I went into a session on processing information into electronic files, which I think was super awesome. And I went to one on executive functions, how to learn. All three were amazing. All three included enough Q&A at the end so we could really get to the nitty-gritty of what we were talking about, which was organic and therefore kind of cool, you know? But the one on executive functions was fantastic. Mitch Weathers talked about how to set the stage for anyone to learn anything. All participants in the room were taking notes. Even I was, because I could utilize these strategies for myself as well. However, a webinar is available on organizedbinder.com to learn more about executive functions, but that's completely free. I mean, that's a conference to me. When I go, that's the value I hope to gain. At this conference, I asked everyone present about ChatGPT. And if you don't know it yet, it's the new Google, but it's not Google. I think it's going to be Bing, actually. It's AI that drives a search engine, which creates answers for us based on our requests. It's not using search engine optimization, which sucks about Google and searching anything, really, because no matter how awesome I write, if I don't use keywords and pay for it, rarely will anyone find out what I'm writing about. But ChatGPT uses the entire internet. It's open source, so it's not sponsored, and is seeming like they're going to be a Microsoft product, considering they just invested I don't know how many billion into it. But Bing seems like it's going to be the new search engine. Bing. Remember Bing? Oh my gosh. But the looks I got when I spoke about AI in a positive light made me feel like Sam Smith at the Emmys last night in the devil costume. But the point was valid nonetheless. And hard to fathom yet ignore, if AI and the internet give us information at our fingertips, then why are we still covering content? Why aren't we teaching people how to learn anything so they can use information available to use and have it work for them? I put up a slide that said 80% of the jobs in the year 2030 haven't been created yet. I'm sure you've seen a variation of that. And if you haven't yet, it's pretty gnarly to hear for the first time. 80% of the jobs that will be available in 2030 haven't been created yet. So I followed with a question: how do we best prepare students for this world. Teach them how to learn, and they will be able to prepare themselves for anything. Teaching them content that they could just look up and copy and paste in 5 seconds is not valuable anymore. Trying to prevent students from accessing information is antithetical. And New York City public schools are wrong for thinking they can control something that is the largest growing application in the history of technology just within the last 2 months. I mean, come on, New York. You're better than that. Embrace it. Take a second and learn about it instead of being so afraid right out of the gate because it's change, because it's different. I disagree. Do not ban it, folks. You won't be able to. Trust me. But my point is, at a time like now in education, we need answers. I'm saying that a lot of the answers to our current issues and problems that we're faced with in schools today are already being implemented in sites out there. And so my job is to find them, and this podcast is so I can share them with all of you out there willing to learn. Gone are the days of an 80-year bell schedule. Still being effective because that's the way it always was. I'm sorry, that's a cop-out. That's not an answer. Tradition is not an answer. That's an excuse. And if you're not reaching all of the learners at your site, what are you going to do to remedy that? Even if it's something magnanimous like flipping the entire schedule of your school so you can find those successes. In the first season of the Traveling Principal podcast, I worked on a revolutionary school that didn't have classes, didn't have classrooms, and attendance in a sequence of courses were determined by students. Teachers had a menu option of curriculum available to their students at their leisure. It was all student-led, intrinsic at its core because it was true project-based learning and was focused on skills and transversal competencies that would drive students to be better members of their surrounding communities. This was a tough pill to swallow for people around the parts that I'm in currently. But they cannot see outside of the box. I don't blame them. They are managers. They're not leaders. Good people, highly educated, lots of experience, but that's all they go from, right? We got to be outside of the box, you guys. In season 2, I tested these waters. I tried these different ideas that I had that were outside of the box. I was able to influence several different schools and the leaders that worked there in order to change what they were doing in a way that has never been done before. Observing teachers in an evaluation system that flipped the purpose behind what they are upside down, and I truly believe created and fostered the results that they got because of what they did. Now in season 3, we're going to find out what else is being done out there, and I'm going to highlight it and share it with the rest of the world. I've been pounding the pavement now as a traveling principal, and I have a lot of connections. So let's talk about your problems that your school is faced with. Let's talk about the issues you guys are having, and let's drive true education reform in schools, because we have a population of students that aren't ready for a new workforce of jobs and careers, because we're trying to get kids to pass the same old state tests that are meaningless. Meaningless. Email me if you have anything that I can help you with at joe@travelprincipal.com. And I'd love to hear what you have happening, either your problems or your solutions. You're listening to Joe Clossy, your host of the Traveling Principal podcast, signing off saying, if you're not changing, you're becoming part of this problem, you guys. Email me. Let's do something about it.